Everything Everywhere All at Once, literally won Everything Everywhere All at Once all award season and won all the big guilds and all the run-up shows. So we kind of knew going in that it was going to win tonight, but we didn't know just how many it was going to win, and it won a dominant 7 prizes tonight. The big takeaway, you know, in addition to Best Picture and Best Director for the Daniels winning as a duo, just the third duo ever after the Coen brothers and Robert Wise and Jerome Robbins for West Side Story. Other than those two, the big takeaway for me was Michelle Yeoh winning Best Actress. She's the first Asian woman ever to win Best Actress. Hard to believe. We've gone this many years and another first is happening. She even said in her speech, history in the making. Such a great long career, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, so many great roles. But in this one, she's so deserving because she had to play like a dozen different versions of the same character in this movie. And the same could be said about supporting actor Kei Hui Kwan. He won for supporting actor. And it was such a great storybook comeback story for an actor we all grew up watching. You know, Short Round in Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom and Data and the Goonies. It was one of the most emotional speeches of the night. And then just sort of rounding out the Everything Everywhere, you know, Jamie Lee Curtis won supporting actress. More of a life achievement award probably for Halloween and all those roles. I was rooting for Angela Bassett, but who cares? I mean, Jamie Lee Curtis was deserving, and it was great to see her thank her parents, Janet Lee and Tony Curtis, who never won, you know, legends themselves. That's where she gets the Lee and the Curtis in the name. But man, that movie just cleaned up tonight.
And you talked about Kei Hui Kwan and comebacks. My kind of heart tug was for Brendan Fraser. What a great comeback for him as Best Actor.
Yeah, it was a comeback in his career and in this award season. You know, in his career, Encino Man and The Mummy and The Scout and all those roles.
George of the Jungle.
Ago. Yeah, who would have thought George of the Jungle would be an Oscar winner tonight, right? but he came back. It was so great. And the reason I was saying it was a comeback for this award season, like Austin Butler of Elvis was winning everything early, like Golden Globe, BAFTA, all those. And then Brendan Fraser came on strong at the end and won at SAG Awards a couple weeks ago. But it was deserving. I mean, he transformed not only physically, you know, with the overweight prosthetics and everything in The Whale, but just a great dramatic sort of uplifting role in the end of that movie too. I don't know. I could see some people said they thought the movie was maybe mean spirited or whatever. But I actually thought it was well done. And Brendan Fraser, you know, whatever you thought of the movie as a whole, you can't argue his performance. He was great.